It's interesting, isn't it, that yesterday we had the gospel. When you're going to have a party, invite the poor and the lame. I remember it was a wedding in Rome. One of the young people that I was working with, one of the young women married, and a young Italian boy who was from a noble family in Italy. So the wedding was at St. Paul outside the walls. And then the party was on top of the Spanish steps. There's a convent there. And I told the same story yesterday, but it's so beautiful. And so we were in this big hall. You know, we had sawhorses and planks covering that, and then tablecloth, table paper, that sort of thing, and wine and cheese. And after about a half hour or 40 minutes of this, one of the boys got up and stood on top of one of the tables, and he read the gospel from yesterday. When you have a party, just don't invite your friends. That's all it took. And these kids, it was about 200 of them, picked up the tables, the horses, everything went right outside, right on top of the Spanish steps, and there was the party, inviting everybody, come in, join the party. Great chance to preach the gospel. So we did. I don't know whether he thought of that first, but he had this text in mind, you see. Now today, we have Jesus, you see, inviting people to come, and they don't come. So he says, go out and get the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. The same people. Bring them in. There's still room. Then go out and get a bunch of other, wherever they are, hanging around, and bring them in here. Now, that's supposed to give us an idea. We're the people who've been picked up, like, later. If the Lord's probably referring to the Jewish people who didn't want to come to the banquet, and the poor old Gentiles who don't know anything, we were brought in. So what do we get from that? You see, gratitude. Gratitude. Every time we come to the liturgy, we ought to look around and say, I don't belong here. I have no qualifications for being here except the mercy of my Lord Jesus Christ. Now, on this election day, it's very interesting that the first reading would proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? He is the Word of God incarnate. He is God of God and light of light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. By him all things were made. Risen from the dead, Jesus, in his humanity, is the Lord of the universe. And he is running this world and nobody else. And though there are many evil spirits around and there are many people calling on evil spirits, they can get nowhere unless the Lord lets them. And they know, this is the blindness. They know it's over. They know that Jesus Christ is already Lord and he's coming back to claim this universe for himself, and in the meanwhile, in his own body, those who are joined to him by faith and by baptism and by the Eucharist, he's at work in them. And they know this. And still, they try to destroy things. Think of the depth of the hatred. They know they're going to lose. This is not a battle, where, there's two equals. No, one is God and one is not. And still, they wage this battle. They would love to have this election go, however, in such a way that there's harm done. And yet they know that the power and the mercy of the Lord will overcome that too. It's amazing, isn't it? The Lord is the Lord, and he dwells in us. And he is the absolute unchallenged, unchallengeable, ruler of the whole universe. Well, then why do they do this? Because they hate. They hate. Do as much harm as possible. Bring as many people to hell as possible. But it's over. There is only one Lord. And what did he do? Though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped, something to be clung to, something to be brandished about, you know. Equality with God. He never says, don't listen, you punks, don't forget, I'm God. Never. Does he? Emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness and found in human appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, death on a cross. It's like saying in our day, death in the electric chair. Humiliating, painful, the death of a criminal. Because of this love, God, the Father, exalted him, gave him the name. The name he gave him is Yahweh. You don't give anybody the name Yahweh. They either are or they aren't. You don't become God. What he did there, the Father, in raising Jesus from the dead, divinized his humanity. That's the humanity we receive in the Eucharist. When Jesus rose from the dead, the whole cosmos shook. And it's never been the same. And will never be the same. Gave him this name. It says in Isaiah 45:24, Yahweh himself is speaking, turn to me and be saved. Come to me. Know that to me every knee bows. To me every tongue will swear. For I alone am God. And those very words, one of the most monotheistic words in the whole of the Bible, are taken and said, and gave him the name that is above every name. So that at the name of Jesus, meaning the name that Jesus bears, which is Adonai, Yahweh, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. You see the allusion to this other monotheistic. People are confessing in heaven. They never get tired of saying, look, God became man and never stopped being God, ever. Humiliated, beaten, crucified, he was still God. And that's where we are right now. However things go in any situation, the Lord is God. No power on this earth anywhere. No concatenation of power is of any significance. So why all this plotting? Why all this, you know, systematic elimination of any mention of God? Huh? Hatred. Hatred. Human beings might think they're getting somewhere, but the demons know they're getting nowhere. It's just hatred. It's over. When Jesus rose from the dead, it's over. And so, that's the way we go into this day. Praying. Praying. That in some way, you see, thousands of infants be saved. Thousands of human beings who will sin against their own children and suffer the effects, be saved. And yet, Lord Jesus, you are the Lord. You are the Lord. And your most powerful force is your mercy. So let's go into this day, you know, praying. Because as we pray, the Lord Christ is present in this world once again. Carry him. Pray. so that the Lord Jesus Christ is able through us to be present once again here in this world. And many souls be saved.